I just got a text. Stan Lee died.
Whoa.
Yeah. Stan Lee died. Sad face is the text.
Dude, I've been feeling this in the force for like weeks because I've been watching Marvel movies.
Yeah.
And every time he pops up, I'm like, oh man, when's the last one going to be?
Well, I heard that he pre-recorded a bunch, so he might be in a few yet, but that is sad.
Soup's sad. Well, not Soup's sad. Spidey sad.
Yeah, fair enough. Here's my idea for a new segment.
Okay.
What did you Google this week?
Is this an X-rated segment? Show me how to access it on my Googles.
Okay, you go to myactivity.google.com.
myactivity.google.com. Okay, some activity may not appear yet.
That's okay.
Okay. I got it.
Did you search for anything funny this week?
The last thing I searched for was antipasto.
All right, why?
I want to know what it was. I was watching Sopranos.
So what is antipasto? What did you learn?
It's like, so before dinner, they put out like a plate of goodies. Like little cured meats, cheeses, olives, vegetables, like a charcuterie, but with Italian stuff. I wanted one when I saw it.
It's funny that you didn't know what antipasto was. Did you think?
I thought it was like pasta, but it was like made of dark energy.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It was like the inverse of pasta. As long as you ate enough antipasta, it would cancel out all the carbs and whatever from the pasta. So you could just eat infinite amounts of food.
I searched for Second Act starring Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, yeah. I was there for that.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted to see if it was set in the Made in Manhattan universe.
I thought it might be a sequel.
I was pretty sure it was. I guess not, though.
Just because it was called Second Act?
Yeah. And that was the only other J-Lo movie I could think of.
You were like, what was her first act again? Oh, Made in Manhattan.
Right, so she was that maid.
Got it. I also searched for baseball movie Broken Arm. Because I was wondering what that movie was called. Was
it Little League?
No.
Back to the minors?
No.
Fever Pitch.
Wait, what's Fever Pitch?
It's Jimmy Fallon. He's like 2 years old.
I thought it was a sequel to Perfect Pitch.
It's the zombie movie in the Fever Pitch franchise, or in the Perfect Pitch franchise.
Yeah.
I mean. They should do that.
Do you want to know what the movie's called?
Give me a hint. I remember this movie. It's where his arm heals like really like super strong, right?
Yeah,
now it's better pitcher. Than adults.
Yeah. Your clue. What's like an amateur called in sports?
A rookie. Rookie of the year.
Yeah. Yes. There you go.
Yes. So satisfying.
What else did I search for?
Should we watch that soon?
Yes, definitely. Although
I'm sure it really holds up. Like, both to our current tastes and to the movies of our time.
I searched for cooked green beans in the microwave, which I don't even remember doing.
That's a good movie too. Wait, I'm thinking of fried green tomatoes.
I searched for Ibizan hound popularity.
How popular are they?
I don't know. I have to open this again. Get to know the Abyssin Hound, the deer of the dog kingdom.
I searched for a Dawn Fen.
What's that?
That's what I wanted to know. Turns out it's a Pokemon.
Well, that's funny because my next search is Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu release date.
Oh, you sick bastard.
Did you know that it's just a copy of Pokemon Yellow?
Every Pokemon game is a copy of the first Pokemon game. Why is that still okay, Pokemon fans? Why do you let this happen to you? I don't understand it.
And they just reskin the same old
games. I've never played a single one of the Pokemon games. And every time a new one comes out, I'm like, guys, you're falling for it again. Every time you fall for it.
It's not, no. They're not all copies. There was like red, blue, yellow, like crystal, emerald. You're right.
They're not all copies. The cartridges were different colors.
No, I think they're different games for the first like three generations, and now they're just redoing them over and over again.
I'll have to take your word for it, but
I can't figure out. Oh, popularity number 160. It's in the 50 least popular dog breeds. I know that much.
Wow. Can I see a picture of this?
Abyssin Hound. Yeah. Here's a picture.
Oh, it's Abyssin Hound, by the way.
Abyssin? Okay.
Okay, let me start with this one.
Where is it from? Did you make it up?
I made it up. Uh-huh. 100% made it up.
Okay.
What if you were an undercover cop and there was like this drug, like this really bad guy, like a drug dealer / gang leader.
Uh-huh.
And the only way to get him was for some reason he had to cut off your face.
What?
And put his face on your face and vice versa for a while.
So like the movie Face Off?
I've never heard of that.
With Nicolas Cage.
I don't know about this movie that you're talking about.
I think you watched Face Off and then he came up with this question.
Okay, well, let's just say for argument's sake, I do know what movie you're talking about. Would you do it?
Well, I don't know the plot of Face Off, to be fair. I do know that they swap faces. But, well, I actually don't even know that. But
I think you have a pretty good inkling.
You need to give me a better reason as to why I would have to swap faces with... Why am I an undercover cop?
How
you could have simplified this question so much.
No, it was very specific.
Would I swap faces with someone is the root, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you think you could live with someone else's face?
If I was in an accident and I needed a face transplant.
A face graft. You'd take a cadaver face?
Well, who else's face am I going to take?
A face donor.
There's no such thing as a face donor.
Nobody donates their whole face.
That'd be amazing if you could donate your whole face. Just get the next one in line.
I bet someone would. I mean, even not to just get a new one. I bet some crazy guy would just be like, yeah, take my face. He's Russian.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, do you think your personality would change with your new face?
Well, don't people sometimes, maybe this is like a placebo thing, but don't people sometimes get the traits of people whose organs they've received?
Yeah, that's a thing.
But is that real?
I thought it was more like, well, heart transplants there's stories about heart transplants and that, but I was thinking more along the lines of like hand transplants.
You're going back into movie territory where the hand has a mind of its own.
Yeah. Yeah, another good good Devon Sawa movie, actually. Idle Hands.
I right? still don't know who Devon Sawa yeah. is.
Dude, I don't know how. All these classics. Jessica Alba.
I love that we bring Devon him Sawa. Up so much.
I hope I'm thinking about the right people for this movie. But it was like really, really young Jessica Alba
uh-huh.
in Idle Hands.
Hmm.
I don't mean like kid Jessica Alba. I mean like just post like her breakout.
Right.
Or I mean pre-breakout. Oh. Just pre-breakout.
So not post Malone.
She might have known post Malone. I'm not sure. What would you give it all up for?
I was so high when I wrote these down. Clearly. What does that mean?
I don't know. You have to give up your whole everything you've acquired.
Mm-hmm.
Relationships, house, money, obviously. You get to keep like one outfit.
Your rules are so arbitrary.
And in return you get either one new possession. Or like one skill, or one experience, or something.
We're not letting you write questions anymore. This is so bad.
No, this is pretty good content.
No, this is good. This is really good. I feel very entertained. I would give up. Wait, it's what would I give it up for? None of the things that you said sound appealing enough to give it all up.
I didn't say
like
anything.
One skill. Yeah, you did. You said one skill or one skill. Possession.
Yeah. It could be.
Yeah.
A palace.
Uh huh. I wouldn't.
You wouldn't give
it up
all up for a palace.
Should we make that the question?
You could. Would you give it all up for a shield sky ship?
No.
Come on. Those things are awesome.
They seem to fall out of the sky a lot.
That's true. They have a bad track record.
And why do I need a shield sky ship?
Why don't you?
Why do I have to get, like, I wouldn't give everything up for it, though.
Okay.
What would you give it all up for?
A spaceship, for sure.
A spaceship?
Yeah. An interstellar spaceship.
Okay, yeah.
not like a moon shuttle.
That's what I was thinking, or like a...
Those things suck.
A one-way trip to the ISS.
No. I'd give it all up to play honky-tonk piano.
Really well.
Like Jelly Roll Morton style.
Mm-hmm.
He's not really honky tonk, but you know.
I don't know who that is.
To be a piano wizard.
You would not give it all up to be a piano
wizard. Yes,
I
would.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
You're good at an instrument already.
To just be able to walk into a bar in Tennessee and there's like an old drunk slumped over piano man and then I give him $1 to go get himself a drink.
I thought you were gonna be the old.
I was the old man. Yeah. I change it. I am the old man.
Why would you even put him in the story? I don't understand.
As I was saying it, I realized I wanted to be the alcoholic. The idea is that I take over a piano.
Uh-huh.
I'm like old and decrepit.
Wait, you are the old.
Yeah. So let's say there's an old dusty piano. And I'm an old man. And I come in and I dust it off. I sit down, I crack my hands like this, and all the knuckles crack. And then I play some jazzy ragtime tune.
You know, you can just learn piano. You don't have to give up your whole life.
Yeah, but it's too late. I need 10,000 hours.
You have 10,000 hours left.
Ah. They're too hard to wrangle at this age.
Uh-huh.
Don't have the attention span anymore.
I can't believe you'd give it all up to play piano well.
No, like really well, though. Like well enough that like the whole restaurant has to stop eating and be like, who the fuck is this guy? He's going to burn this place down.
So would you, like, you would give it up now, and would you start a new life?
Yeah, you have to. That's part of the giving everything up.
Right, so are you going to be, like, a famous pianist?
No, I don't want fame. I just want supreme piano prowess.
Mm-hmm.
In my back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
On a hairpin trigger.
Do you have any other stupid questions?
So just to reiterate, you would not give it all up. This episode's brought to you by yogurt. It's not milk, it's not cheese, it's somewhere in between.
It's disgusting. I have a question. Comes from Ask Reddit.
Love it.
You love the question?
Like it. Love it. Gotta have more of it.
Are you done? Do you want to hear the question?
Yes, read the question.
Okay. Elon Musk has announced he is opening a human zoo. You would be paid $2 million per year to live in a clear exhibit on display.
I want to try it for 6 months, take my $1 million, and then renegotiate.
There's no negotiating this deal. It's $2 million per year. Okay, here. I'm going to set some rules. You have to do it for a year. That's my first rule.
Okay.
There is no privacy. You are naked.
There's cameras in every corner.
Not cameras.
Even my bathroom.
No, no cameras. There is...
It's just see-through glass.
Yeah. It's all 360 see-through glass, though.
Even my shower, my toilet.
Yeah.
It's all...
There's no toilet. All
glass. There's no toilet.
There's no toilet. There's no shower.
Okay.
This is
I live like an animal.
This is how I'm taking the question anyway. Okay. A lot of people in the Reddit comments were like, whatever, just play video games all day. Like, I don't think that's fair to the question. It's not an apartment.
Or to the viewers.
It's
not to see you.
It's not an apartment. I'm picturing it as a zoo exhibit. Like, just because they're close to us, we'll use the gorilla exhibit. Like, okay. That's what you're in.
So there's like a tree.
Yeah.
There's a little pond.
Yeah.
Where I can roll around.
Yeah.
Wash my face.
Yeah.
And what kind of entertainment do I get?
The same thing that animals get. Like they'll put a piece of food in peanut butter.
An apple in an ice block.
Yeah.
Okay. Fucking asshole treats. I don't know.
They come and teach you tricks. And then there's a show every day where you do the tricks.
Oh, fuck. But I'm not expected to perform to any standards. Like, I don't not get the 2 million if I do shitty
daily shows. You still get the money. You might not get the treat for that trick because you didn't complete it.
Well, that's only fair. I don't know. A year is a long time. I want to say that I'd do it, though. I wish it was more money.
$2 million is not enough for you? I would do it for $2 million.
For a whole year of your life, though?
Yeah.
And you probably also, like, lose a piece of yourself as you lose human interaction abilities and start thinking you are actually a monkey.
I think I could tough it out mentally.
Do they have to, like, gaslight you the whole year? Like, when you when you talk to the caretakers as people, they have to ignore you?
I don't know. That's a good question.
You're not allowed to converse with human words.
Yeah, that would make it a lot harder, like the isolation. But I assumed that I could, like, talk with at least the people who were visiting the zoo.
Okay. You know?
Like, maybe not the trainers or caretakers or whatever, but at least
okay.
the visitors.
Timmy pays a quarter, and he gets to push the button on the loudspeaker
right.
for 10 seconds.
Sure.
And ask you what your favorite toys are.
I really like the apple and the ice block.
Yeah.
That's very stimulating.
Yeah.
Sometimes they put like a barrel in.
Oh, yeah.
So I can roll that. Oh, I can also get in it, which yeah. is
you can chew appealing. It too, I heard.
Mm-hmm.
You can chew that barrel.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can chew anything that they put in here.
Yeah. But the barrel's like good. It's a good chew.
Mm-hmm.